And here is the Writer's Almanac for June the 30th, Thursday, 2011. It was on this day in 1860 at Oxford, a debate took place on the merits of the theory of evolution, meeting of the British Association for the Advancement of Science. Darwin's book on the origin of species had just been published 7 months before, and it was being hotly argued by scientists and theologians. The Bishop of Oxford, Samuel Wilberforce, was arguing one side, and a number of scientists were arguing the other, including Thomas Henry Huxley. The hall was packed. In the debate, the bishop asked Huxley whether he was descended from an ape on his father's side or his mother's, and Huxley said that he was not ashamed to have a monkey as an ancestor, but he would be ashamed to descend from someone who used his great gifts to obscure the truth. It was on this day, 1864, President Abraham Lincoln granted the Yosemite Valley to California for public use, resort, and restoration. It was a homesteader at Yosemite, Galen Clark, who started the movement to make Yosemite a park. He'd been so awed by the giant sequoias that he vowed to save them from logging. And the Yosemite land grant of 1864 marked the first time the federal government had set aside land specifically for recreation and preservation. In 1872, Yosemite was declared the first national park in the country. It was on this day in 1908 a mysterious explosion took place over central Siberia, which flattened trees over an 800-square-mile area known as the Tunguska event. It happened near the Tunguska River. It was an explosion at an altitude of between 5 and 10 kilometers, with an energy 1,000 times more powerful than the atomic bomb at Hiroshima. And scientists believe that a comet or asteroid blew up just before it hit the Earth. The impact created a fireball that ignited the forest, and the blast wave put the fire out. It's the birthday of Lena Horne, born Brooklyn, 1917. And it was on this day, 1953, the first Chevy Corvette rolled off the assembly line, Flint, Michigan. 300 Corvettes were produced that year, all of them convertibles, all of them white with a red interior and a black ragtop. It was made of fiberglass, had a 105-horsepower engine. Here's a poem for today by Melina Merling entitled On the 747. As soon as I sat down, the 7-year-old girl offered me gum and showed me a postcard of the airplane we were in. She was writing her mother, whom she had just left at the gate, smearing her love in blue magic marker. Then she pulled out a drawing she had made of the wind and one of a cloud and a man who had ladders for legs and 8 arms extending 8 hands. After the heavy body of the plane lifted off the ground, she held my hand and talked about her flute teacher's birds and the eels she had bought in a bait store and let loose on the beach, each one slithering into the dark of the green waves, returning to what she said she could not imagine. On the 747, a poem by Melina Merling from Ocean Avenue, published by New Issues Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.